This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org.
The following sermon was preached on Thursday, November 25, 2021, the memorial of St. Catherine of Alexandria and Thanksgiving Day, by Father William Doc Holliday.
As her bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, "Behold the bridegroom, come out and meet him." Then all those maidens rose and trimmed their lamps. While they went to buy, the bridegroom came. Those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. That very familiar parable about the 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 foolish. 5 get to go into the wedding feast, and they are tremendously thankful for that, because they cooperated with the graces that our Lord had shown them and putting them on notice that he would be coming. The 5 foolish were not ready. And the 5 wise were allowed to enjoy the feast. And they were obviously very thankful for that and still are to this day. However, when we look at this day, today, Thanksgiving, you know, we look at this parable and we see in a parabolic sense, a story in which there can be great joy when we benefit. This is the day that we do that in secular society. I always point out that this is a secular holiday. This is not a really, there is no allowance whatsoever in the old mass for doing a Thanksgiving mass. See, it's red. It's not white. There are prayers that you can place in, which we do today for Thanksgiving. But at the end of the day, we should look at it as, you know, what does the world do? They pick out a Thursday in November and they give thanks. It's kind of interesting. We give thanks every single day we come in this place. Every time we come into the Mass, we give thanks. We actually call it the Eucharist. That's what Eucharist means. It's a Greek word that means, literally, it means good grace. Grace, unmerited favor. God is good who shows us this unmerited favor, and we in turn give thanks for it. It is ongoing for us. It is daily. Even if you can't come to the Eucharist, there should still be thanksgiving. You know, do we not pray every single time we sit down, or should, every time we get ready to eat a meal? I mean, we do it so often, it can actually become rote. It can bring us to where we don't even think about giving thanks. And this is just how much we should consider the thanksgiving that we give God for the good graces that he shows us. This whole idea of thanksgiving for us is so much more profound than eating turkey on a Thursday in November. Hey, I'm going to enjoy the day. Most of us are going to be kind of uncomfortable by the end of the day because we're going to eat so much and all. That's a good thing. Our Lord provides. We should feast. That's excellent. But again, when we sit back and look at it, you know, while you're a little bit uncomfortable today, while you're saying grace before the meal, you know, take into consideration how for us, it's just another time today when we'll give thanks. And I would beg that it's not as much thanks as you give while you're sitting here today. In Romans chapter 6, St. Paul, he talks about this grace that our Lord gives it. And when you think about it in these terms, grace, this goodness that he showed, Romans 6, "For the wages of sin is death, but the grace of God, life everlasting in Christ Jesus our Lord." That parable today, 5 wise, 5 foolish. The wise ones are the ones who get to go to marriage feasts. The door is not opened for the 5 foolish. They did not cooperate with the graces, and they are in turn not thankful for what, because why they shouldn't be, because they didn't get anything. We get something all the time, particularly for us. It's not a matter of giving thanks for our jobs or giving thanks for the food that we eat. It is giving thanks for eternal life in Christ Jesus. This is the Eucharist, because the Eucharist isn't just something. It is someone. It is Christ Jesus, our Lord. So this Thanksgiving that we present to God not by words, but by the deeds, and not our deeds, but the deeds that our Lord Jesus Christ performed on the cross. Can you fathom how much thanks someone deserves for dying for you? The scriptures actually, well, for a good man, some would die, but he died for us while we were yet sinners, while we were at enmity with him. We were his enemies, and he died for us. And occasionally, even after he's died for us, and we appreciate everything, we still do things that are an affront to him. How much should we give thanks for the confessional? You know, these things we have to take into consideration, because this Thanksgiving for good grace, I mean, it is part and parcel of who we are. This is what, again, we're supposed to do constantly, is give God thanksgiving. Every time the holy sacrifice is offered, again, we give daily and unlimited thanks to God for all he has done for, or we try. It's wrong to say that we do it, because again, how much thanks does he deserve? It's incomprehensible as to how much thanks that he could, every single moment of every single day. But above all, the most excellent gift that he's given us, because a lot of things like eternal life in Christ, we don't know about eternal life yet. We don't know what it's going to be like. Eye has not seen, or has ear heard, nor has heart even conceived of the glories that await us. That we do have something tangible. We have something objective, and that's the Eucharist itself. That sacrament that is the most excellent gift that he has provided for us. This Eucharist, this time of thanksgiving, which we join together with the angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, it is something that is part and parcel as to who we are every moment of every day. So again, you know, on this day, and we should take advantage of it. Use this day, I say this every year, use this day as a witness. Use this day to evangelize those who will gather at your house, who don't darken the door of your house. I've never fathomed that one. I've never understood how, I don't go to church, I don't believe in God. Then what do you do? Well, it's Thanksgiving. To whom are you giving thanks? You give thanks to a person. You cannot give thanks to nothing. I don't believe in God. Then what are you doing here? What'd you take the day off work for? The place is closed. Right? Stay home. What? It's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. Even if you have this weird concept of God, as so many do, I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. Even if you got this weird concept of God, he's like an impersonal force somewhere. He's just that other being, the big man upstairs. Even you don't give thanks to an impersonal force or someone you don't know. You can't do it. Again, it doesn't make any sense. We give thanks to God for what he has provided us in the objective sacrament. That is the center point of our thanksgiving, hence the Eucharist. I mean, just the name in and of itself is at the very institution of the sacrament itself. Our Lord Jesus Christ, when he institutes the sacrament, what do we read? And taking bread, he gave thanks and gave it to them saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Our thanks is integral with the broken body and shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Kind of interesting. You see, even in the Old Testament, in the book of Psalms, Psalm number 110, it speaks of the works of God. His works are to be praised and magnified. Given thanks. He hath made a remembrance of his wonderful works, being a merciful and gracious Lord. He hath given food to them that fear him. And now he can't be talking about just general food, because everybody gets food, those who fear God and those who don't. He reigns on the just and the unjust. He hath given food to them that fear him. He's talking about something special. He hath made a remembrance of his wondrous works. Do this in remembrance of me. This, we see it even in the Old Testament. It points forward to what is God is going to do and to give thanks for it. And we look back on what he has done, how much more thanks should we give when we actually know what it entailed? The memorial that is celebrated today in the Mass, St. Catherine of Alexandria, not one of the biggies, not one of the biggies, but she really speaks tremendously to what for us Thanksgiving is. How do we give thanks? It's usually celebratory. How did she give thanks? She had her head cut off with an axe in maintaining the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ in the face of persecutions of this world. And they tried to convince her because I guess she was one of those kind of martyrs that it doesn't matter who, how much you hated what she believed, they liked her, tried time and time again to entice her with promises and entice her with rewards if she would just not turn her back. They didn't care what she believed. You just shut up about it. Guess what? She didn't. But she gave thanks to our Lord for what he did for her. And that was the thanks that she gave. And if you really think about our thanks for the world standpoint, doesn't even make any sense. She gave thanks by having her head removed from her body. We give thanks first and foremost. Everybody else gorging on turkey and ham and you name what else today. What do we give thanks for? A little particle of bread. A little particle of unleavened bread. This is the end-all be-all of our thanks. Why? Because that bread is no longer bread for us. It is what our Lord did for us. It's not just his body, blood, soul, and divinity. It is that broken body and that shed blood and that divinity that he shares with us right now. This is why we should give thanks. And we should give thanks every moment of every single day, just not on a Thursday of November. This shows how much more profoundly you give thanks when you know the one to whom you give thanks, as opposed to some abstraction. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.